Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's live. This is May speaking to you live from New York City on a lovely day, and we're going to have like an Indian summer here. It's getting warm. I don't know what it's like down in Nashville, but I'm sure it's similar, isn't it?
It is. We're having a little bit of the same thing, and apologies in advance for my lisp, as I have chipped a giant piece off my front tooth. All I need is a hairnet and a black eye, and I will have the total look down, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
You poor thing. I have to tell you, I do understand what a nightmare. Luckily for me, the chipped tooth I had was not, it's not in the front. Mine was in the back. I remember just going to bed, and all of a sudden I felt something on in my tongue, and I went, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then I got up immediately, and they, sure enough, it was a chipped tooth, and I happened to be in England, and when I try not to panic, and try not to, you always try to feel it with the tongue, and I said, gotta stop this, and I was on leaving the next day to come home, so when I woke up, the first thing I did when I got in the door was call the doctor, help.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going this afternoon, but this is like, it's not even, it's a big chunk. Hey, now listen, we are expecting Paul Doherty of the Vals to call in from Northern Ireland. And
yes.
I think he just called me on my cell phone and I couldn't pick up because we were in our intro. So hopefully he's going to get through. He was there for a second and he was gone. So if I have to jump
gone.
Over to pick him up real fast, yeah. But anyway, and I'm really anxious to talk to this guy because May, their music is fantastic.
I've never heard you speak about a band like this, new band.
I know.
I would love to hear it. I didn't get a chance to hear it. It's been crazy because I've been in and out of places already, going to see other things and other people sing, and it's been crazy. But you know what? I'm so looking forward. I love the Irish music. I love the bands from Ireland, both north and south. I managed a band from Ireland at one time.
Did
many
you?
Years ago. Oh, yeah. They were named, I hated the name, but they named themselves Bananas, okay? And it was funny because the only person that wasn't Irish was the lead singer, Craig. And I'm like, oh, my God. And every time they play, and I have a song that they wrote because we had the publishing. I had the publishing with them. And I will definitely tell you that there's one song that everybody wanted to hear when the band played around town. And I would hope one day somebody, it's been so many years, but I just found a recent recently at the cassette of it, and I hope that somebody may want to do it because it's very timeless. It's a good song, and it's called Irish Nights, and that was the most requested song every time they performed.
I of course am really looking forward because you know how I am about the accents, But this actually Paul was referred to us by our friend Jennifer Vanderslice, who's a publicist, and I don't know. I think he's having a hard time calling in, and if that's the case, we certainly will get him.
We'll reschedule
at a later
him.
Date.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And it's crazy, and definitely I'm very interested. And if we don't get him, and maybe I'll get a chance to hear the
music.
Okay,
hold on. Now I just sent him a message through Facebook. He's going to try and call again. Let me just make sure he has the right number.
Yeah. Once
he
hears that out, once he hears the cyber secretary, then he could hit one.
Okay.
Oh,
so he's going to try. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Good morning.
Oh, there
Uh-oh.
We go.
Hang on. Paul, don't go away. Paul, hold on. There he is. Oh, shoot. Okay,
Praise
our cyber
God.
secretary has really, really, really fallen down on the job today. She shall have to be fired.
That's right. Oh, that's terrible. But what was I going to say? I am looking forward to speaking with him and everything. And it's great. So, anyway, it's been crazy. I went to see Chad and Jeremy last night. You know, when
how was that?
It was lovely. They ended with a song, Beatles song. And, I'm trying to remember the title. You know, I hear the song in my head, you know, so you have to run through. But they were lovely. I've seen them. And this may have been their last New York appearance. And so I was at the Cutting Room. And then Steve, the owner, his mother was celebrating. She's 85. Mickey was celebrating
her birthday.
There he
is. Hold on. Keep talking, man.
Okay, I'm
going to
keep talking,
Paul?
And hopefully we'll get him on.
Hi, how are you doing?
Paul, do we have you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Okay,
this is May Pang speaking.
Hi,
and
how are you?
And this is Cynthia. We've already introduced you, Paul. We're so happy that we're firing our cyber secretary as we speak because you had such a problem getting on. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be talking to you guys.
It's great. So now, where are you exactly in Ireland?
I'm in the north. I'm in Belfast at the minute.
Oh, you're in Belfast. Okay.
Yep.
I had a lot of friends from Belfast as well, so that's why. And then, and I've also had friends like, you know, I think Barry Devlin was at one time. Was he northern? I know that he lives in the south. He lives in Dublin now. He was with...
Yep.
He was in a band, Horslips, which is still going.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I played a show with the Horslips there a few years back, a great band.
They're great, aren't they? I went to see them, you ready for this, in Tullamore.
Yeah, I know it well.
Yes, and I don't think they ever saw an Asian before in their life.
Really?
So...
All right, Paul,
No, go ahead. No, I'm just saying the Horslips are a great band. They're pretty famous and well-known here in Ireland.
Yes, and I still am in touch with them, so it's been great. I'm still in touch with them.
Paul, I'm anxious to hear your stuff. Yeah, I was telling May a little bit about your sound. She hasn't had a chance to check it out yet. You came to us via our friend Jennifer Vanderslice, a publicist, and she had done an interview with you. And so she sent me a link to your music. And I'm going to tell you straight up, Paul, I am not a big music girl. Okay, May's a music girl. I'm the movie girl. And when I listen to your music, it was great. I mean, it's fantastic. It's up. It's positive. It's really, really a different polish to a sound from way back when, May. You are going to love it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
And believe me, coming from her, because Cynthia she doesn't understand anything about music at all. So we always have this banter about it. So when she comes to me and says, these guys are great, I said, fantastic. So now... when I get a moment, I'm going to listen to it because I was out most of the week. So that's why I haven't been able to. But are you touring? Where are you at this moment in time?
Yeah, at the minute we're in the middle of a kind of UK tour. We're touring around a lot of theaters in England with Roy Wood, who you might know.
Of course.
I
knew Roy Wood back. Luke. My ex-husband, which many of you might know. His name is Tony Visconti. He worked with Roy, and I met Roy way back when with Annie Haslam from Renaissance. So Annie's still a friend of mine. I haven't seen Roy in years. So it's great. I love Roy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. A great sort of back catalog of songs and great live band. He plays with like a large brass and section there and a really big band. On great shows, so we're touring with Roy throughout England at the minute. I think we have about six shows left, and that's going great for the rest of the year. But it's been great.
We almost lost you because you sound all of a sudden far away. I know you are far away physically, but all of a sudden,
yeah. I'm just mesmerized by the accent. That's, you know, I'll be speaking with an Irish accent before the end of the show, Paul.
Well,
just warning you,
Cindy.
Okay.
You got to be
yeah.
careful because he's got a northern, as there's a southern accent as well.
Ah, okay. Well, Paul,
I've read up a little bit about you guys. Yeah.
I've read up about a little bit about you guys, and your band is called Psychedelic Pop Rock Folk, but clearly, and tell me if I'm wrong because I am not a music girl, I do hear some Beatles influence in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm being sarcastic about the Beatles are a real sort of a big band we kind of have always looked to, and growing up, they were always kind of there in the record player and stuff, and not intentionally, but whenever I've sat down to write a song, I don't know, elements of the Beatles kind of creep in, and that's always been really an influence. I had a sort of the interview with Jennifer, I kind of explained as well, I wouldn't sit down intentionally to write a Beatles song, but if it's there, it's there, sort of thing. The influence is there, and it kind of carries on to our music, which is a nice thing because a lot of people can relate to the Beatles, I suppose.
Oh, the majority of the world. They opened up the door.
The world, yeah.
I mean, they opened up
yeah.
the door for almost all the rock and roll bands after them that didn't have
okay.
a chance and no one would look at them. And they had a melodic, the songwriting team in the early days, of course, you know, with Lennon McCartney, their influence is on touch of a lot. You know, so many bands out there,
yeah.
and if it wasn't for them, look at all the tribute bands. I mean, you think about it, and you see all these bands that, I mean, there is a Beatle band, tribute band in almost every city, I think, in America.
Right.
You know, and then you
yeah.
think about this one, and also in England. And so when I went last year to Liverpool when they have Beatle Week, oh my God,
it's
just mind-boggling. So there are no other band that has generated, and still people want to hear their music because
yeah.
it just brings an element to the world that they just when you hear their music, you can remember what you were doing. It just takes you to mm-hmm. another part of the world, you know.
Yeah.
And you're psychic.
Correct. And I just watched the movie 8 Days a Week.
Right.
Yesterday, I finished watching it, and you can see where it'll pass on from generation to generation, and people just pick it up. And whoever the guys are who's looking after the whole Beatles legacy are doing a great job with the rock bands and stuff like that. You know, they're bringing it
right.
to sort of computer game types, and also bringing it out to movie houses and cinemas with this new film,
right.
which was cool.
I've been very fortunate that I'm part of that scene, and yeah. Would have thought, you know, when I was growing up, that these guys were so influential in my life that I would be part of that, and it was great to see the inner workings, because I've been very lucky, because I was saying to someone, I said, I got the chance, I'm like one of the last people in the world that actually got a chance to play and jam with John and Paul at their last jam
yeah.
session. So
yeah.
I'm playing tambourines, and me and Mal Evans are standing mm-hmm. there, and Linda McCartney, and you know, Stevie Wonder. And it was a jam, and people keep saying, oh, it wasn't a great jam. It wasn't meant to be recorded. It was just
yeah.
meant to have fun. And
yeah.
And I got that chance. So there,
yeah,
I
that's
mean,
the problem. Yeah.
I'm are you going to be coming to America? I mean, that's, you know. Are you doing an American tour?
That's a dream, yeah. That's always been a dream to come over. I suppose it's really difficult, I suppose, for musicians this side of the water to come over, because there's a kind of a lot of obstacles in terms of travel and things like that. And I'm not sure what the other logistics are. But, yeah, it's something I'd love to do. I have a lot of family in America, and I would always love to come over and kind of get the chance to play around. We have had offers before to come to New York, but I think New York's always the place that I would love to come to. And play
yeah. I think, you know what, if there's a way to get even you know, here nowadays with the way the music business is going, so very grassroots, and I think that if there's a way you can get on as an opening to somebody
yeah.
out there, and I've seen
yeah.
it, and you just get that. It's like Ed Sheeran, for instance, was very lucky. He
yeah.
he opened up for all these people, and now he's like, I can't even tell you. You know, and I'm sure you know he's one of the big stars of today.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't understand it. If we could get him to start small, if you can get on a tour in America, it'd be great. Because then
yeah.
you grab your audience. And from the sound of what Cynthia's telling me, people will
yeah.
love
he
you.
Has to,
so.
He has to come to Nashville. They got to come
to
Nashville.
That's exactly it.
Paul, can
yeah,
I ask you, are you from a musical family? I'm always curious about that.
More music lovers than anything, but I think I'm the only one kind of that plays the instrument, to be honest. I used to play the guitar at home, and my mother used to bang the door and tell me to shut up most of the time. but we kind of got past that, and whenever I moved out. But no, it's not really from a musical sort of
uh-huh.
family, but more music lovers, which is always helpful because my family sort of grew up listening to sort of the greats, Elvis, Buddy Holly, and bands like that, and people like that, and that's kind of been imprinted in me where it's kind of passed on anything sort of musical I create at the moment. So again, the Beatles were a big sort of factor as well. I think my earliest memory of what my parents were listening to were the rock and roll album, actually, which I'm
oh
sure
God.
May you know very
yes.
well. Yeah.
I think there was a little thing, as you noticed, the reference of Mother Superior.
Yeah,
I was the youngest. It's kind of fitting. Yet I was the youngest one in that group.
Yeah,
that
album's me. I love that album. That album's I suppose it's John's take on some of his musical heroes. But
absolutely.
Even that is great. It's an amazing album. You can feel the atmosphere and throughout the album. It's just a great album. And again, it's my father's favorite album. And It's one of my favorite albums too. I actually have it up on the wall here, and I'm sitting in the
fantastic.
Studio at the minute, just looking up at the album cover. Yeah, so it's been a big sort of a thing that's always stuck by me. A great album, I think. And again, it's just cool that the way John kind of harked back and did a sort of tribute to some of his heroes.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope I will meet you someday soon. I'll give you some stories.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love that. Yeah, I would love
yeah.
that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people find it fascinating at the time that it was all happening. And but definitely, you're right. These were his favorite. He wanted to pay homage to the guys. I think that they, you know, look what happened to Stand By Me. I mean, that has now become like an anthem. That's his version, and everybody keeps wanting to hear that. You know, and they're all copying him on his version more than you know, Benny King's version. And so it's he just, the things that we had to do, but like I said, half the album was produced by Phil, and it was such a nightmare, and I can say that. And then the second half, which is where it's Stand By Me and a couple of the Sam Cooke tunes that were in there, those were only produced by John, and we did that back in New York. The ones that were done by Phil out in L.A. and the others were done back in New York. And believe me, it's a cleaner sound, and you could tell the difference.
Yeah, but there were some great musicians on that album as well. I think Bryce Foreman, he played bass on it, didn't he? And Davis. I'm sure it was incredible.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, the musicians on there, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be very surprised at who's on it, because we even had Steve Cropper. You know, if you don't know who he is, he's one of the top guitarists. And Steve Cropper, we had Larry Carlton, we had Hal Blaine as a drummer. I mean, we had Leon Russell's in there, Barry Mann, Jeff Barry, those great songwriters in the 60s. We have Dr. John. So there's a lot of those musicians, Nicky Hopkins, I mean, people. Kenny Asher. No, I don't think Nicky's on this one. It's just Kenny Asher. So we've had different people, and you know, Jim Keltner got a whole group,
a
lot.
It's been a great thing to be around. I suppose it sounds like a great time.
It sounded like a great time. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work on my part trying to keep it straight. Yeah, especially the Phil Spector session. It was more trying to keep Phil in line. I mean, he was always 3 hours late.
Yeah.
John was not a person that wanted to be late for a session. because he always believed, and this is the one thing, if you've been a musician that worked with him, you realize it. When he runs a session, he wants those sessions to be done. And if he said 7 o'clock, he wanted 7 o'clock when you walk in the door. Yeah. When he walked in, we're ready to go. We're ready to move. He didn't care what you He didn't care.
I could be sort of, that was probably drilled into him, the Beatles sort of days, I'd imagine, George Martin having them there early in the morning and recording throughout the day. So it's probably stuck by him.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't like the idea of wasting money. So the recording sessions were, don't waste the money, let's do it. And he would tell, in fact, if you never worked with him, his speech to everyone would be, I don't mind you doing whatever you want to do, but can you please hold it off till after the session? He says, it's hard enough to listen, to do this, without being, inebriated or high or anything. And he actually would tell the musicians that. And he'd say, you could do, whatever. There were a couple that he allowed, but not many. He actually asked them not to do anything until the sessions were over. So it was kind of an interesting, and we never had liquor, so it was kind of an interesting situation to go into a Phil Spector session. Guns and Liquor. That just didn't somehow work with us. We didn't understand.
That's an album title right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. I was like, oh, God. I think I aged a lot in that, in those sessions. So it was kind of a funny thing. But, I really would love to see if there's a way to try and get you guys over here. It'd be great.
Yeah, I definitely. I'm going to make it a priority because I think it'd be great. I think in the last few years, we've kind of traveled around Europe and we've played lots of shows and festivals throughout Europe, which have been great. But I think it's probably time we should try our best to get over the water and play a few shows. It'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's great because it's, first off, our country is, it's so big. You have so many different sounds. So you got Nashville. You got New York, and then you get the South where you got the salsa in down in Florida.
Yeah.
And then you got the West Coast sound, like the Eagles, and so everybody has a different part, you'll be surprised when you play here. In one country we got so many different variants, So it'd be great.
Sounds great.
Paul,
if I
can help you in any way, let me know.
And she genuinely will. Where can our listeners go to listen to your music, buy your music, become fans?
Yeah, basically, if you go online to www.vals.co.uk, and that should have everything there, really. That'll have sort of tour dates and videos and music, and there's links there to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and things like that, and just anyone stop by and say hello and it'd be great for anyone to go on and listen to any music. We'll be very grateful. Yeah, thank you.
Well, absolutely.
Well,
we're going to pass that out. And, people are going to hear this, this interview, they get archived, and a lot of people listen to it later on as well. So we'll definitely have it for everyone.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. We like to we've had a few people on our show that we've actually very filled with pride said we heard them first, we found, and even though we're getting you through Jennifer, we trust her implicitly. And then when I actually listen to your music, which for me, I hate to tell you this, Paul, but I always say I don't like music. So for me to listen was a big deal. And you guys are really, really good. So
very, very lucky in what you said.
No, you're really good. Will you keep us posted, on what's going on? And if you do come here and come back, and we'll social media you all over the place because you guys are good.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, enjoy the rest of the time that if you're recording or where are you going? What are you doing now? Are you just taking a rest or are you going to be on the road?
Ready. Just recording at the minute, and then we go out and finish the rest of the dates with Roy Wood throughout November and December. So, so busy for the rest of the week.
Great. Well, listen, my best to Roy. Like I said, I haven't seen him in a long time. And in fact, it was in New York when I saw him. So my best to him, and good luck with the rest of the tour, the finishing up, and your record. And I hope to see you here.
Yeah,
but I hope to see you here.
Thank
big
you.
Time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Paul, thank
well,
you so much for being
both.
A guest
thank
on
you.
The show. It was lovely to have
thank you.
You.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, listen, if he just wants to call in and just talk, I'm all right with
I know.
That, too. Yeah.
Isn't that great? Yeah, there is,
that
a, there is a northern – it's funny. There is a northern and a southern accent, believe it or not.
That accent. You know, well, and, you know, I'm proud of myself. I didn't start speaking with an accent, which usually, you know, I happen to just fall right into, and it's not pretty. But, you know, seriously, May, the stories about Phil Spector – could you not go on and on?
Oh, I know.
I mean,
when he said to me, when he just said, my favorite album is Rock and Roll, I went, you got to be kidding me. Oh, my goodness. That album has more stories than I can even even tell. You know, there's so much to this particular album and all the things that were related to it. You know, so it's kind of crazy. And
when you guys were doing that with him, did he have the crazy hair going on, Phil Spector? The
no, he had the one set of hair. He had a beetle-ish hair going, and then but he changed costumes all the time. You know, one day
oh
he's a karate
gosh.
Expert.
No.
Next day he's a doctor.
No.
No. So yeah. Then he'd have a makeup artist to come and put, you know, shiners on his eye, pretending John hit him. You know, forget it.
Oh, my God. Well,
oh, no.
What was the weirdest thing that he came dressed as? Do you remember? I mean, was it just, like, so out
probably.
There that you were like, okay.
Yeah, he came in late. I think it was as a doctor, because then he had a wand with, like, a light, and he was like, you know, I'm sitting there going, I don't understand what's going on here, and I'm looking
what?
At him. Yeah.
Okay. Was he a gynecologist? It's just, you know, I think that watching him through that trial and everything for, you know, the murder that he's in jail now.
I know.
It was like watching a cartoon almost. You know,
it was so insane. It really was insane, and it was like he would yell at people. I mean, standing in the doorway and him yelling at people, saying, "Lock the door. I'm going to swallow the key. I'm not letting anybody out. I'm going to, you know, this is it." And they're standing stiff, scared, stiff. Was David Geffen, Warren Beatty? They're like not moving. As he's screaming at them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I opened the door, because we used to have fights, because I was so, you know, I was super straight, and I was young, and I didn't care. And I turned around, because I'm protecting my people. I walked in, he gave me a dirty look, and I looked at him, and I looked at my friend, and I said, Arlene, come on, get out of there. Let's go. And she goes, thank you for saving me. The man at the time was just... not there anyway.
Well, I mean, I think he just got crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
It is, and that might be an actual other show, okay?
Yes.
But in the meantime, you've got to take a listen to the Vals.
I will.
I think you will like their music.
Do?
Yeah, yeah. Because
I mean, you know what?
He's a lovely
guy. Just for that, I, you know, because he's so polite. He's, you know, great. I can't wait to hear.
You know, yeah,
yeah.
And so. All right, so what are you? Are you going to Chiller, right?
I'm going to be doing Chiller. Anybody in the New York area, I'm going to be doing the Chiller convention along with our gal Frida Kelly. So
Frida.
Yeah. Afterwards, we get to celebrate my birthday party. I'm just gonna have a great big birthday party. So gonna.
You're 40th. You're 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
40th.
Yeah. We're okay with
left.
That. Hey, that's how the Chinese count it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So we are running out of time, my darling. So I'm going to talk to you in a minute, and
yes.
I'm going to get my.
I can't wait for your tooth to get fixed, and wish you a lot of luck with that. And everybody, I will talk to you soon. Talk to you when I talk to you.
That is Miss Fei Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen. You've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Big thanks to our pal Jennifer Vanderslice for introducing us to Paul Doherty of the Vals, and as usual, our bud, our partner in crime, Gary Raychak. Take care, everybody.